New York State police are investigating after a trooper in Hamilton County fatally shot a man who struck the officer in the head with a hatchet Tuesday night. It happened at Old Paseco Road in the Hamilton County town of Arrieta. Latham Troop G Commander Major Robert Patnode says Trooper Ryan Musaw had no choice but to shoot a mentally ill man who struck him with a hatchet. The incident began when 55-year-old Daniel Condon went to the home of an acquaintance and threatened those inside.
He went to the subject's house and was rambling about them stealing his money, something to that effect. They called the police. They were very scared. The complainant had given him a ride earlier in the day, and Mr. Condon was irrational during the ride.
Musaw caught up with Condon later at his own residence a short distance away.
Our trooper stepped back, pulled out his gun, warned him, asked him to, or ordered him to drop the hatchet. Subject refused, and he shot the subject and killed him. The incident started, obviously, about a half an hour before that. Trooper was called to a residence where people had been threatened by the subject. He had the hatchet with him when he threatened the people. He was obviously under some type of mental illness. Trooper went to the house, got some information, and went down to the subject's house, where he confronted him outside. He told him he was going to take him into custody and bring him to the hospital. The subject ran into the house. When they got to the house, that's where the struggle ensued. The trooper tried to tase him. The tase did not work. And that's when the trooper felt something hit his head and stepped back and saw the subject with the hatchet. That's when he pulled his gun and ultimately had to fire at him and kill him.
Condon died at the scene. Patnode explained the taser was ineffective because Condon was clad in several layers of clothing. Musaw got off 7 shots.
After firing his weapon at the subject and he went down and the threat was over, he went out to his car and he immediately called for help. It's a very rural area of Hamilton County. It took 15 minutes for anybody to get there at all. The trooper went back in, tried to administer first aid, hooked up the AED to the subject to try to shock his heart, but there was no shock warranted.
Musaw, who has been a trooper for 3 years, was treated at Nathan Littower Hospital for a head laceration and arm injuries.
The trooper received several stitches in his head from the hatchet hitting him. He's at home right now. We don't expect him back very soon, but he's going to be okay.
Patnode adds troopers had no previous encounters with Condon, who was known to Hamilton County authorities. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.